if you've been experiencing fatigue, brain fog, sleep disorders, autoimmune disorders, skin issues, any kind of real common issues that are coming up, don't disregard the impact of electromagnetic stress, because we now know the mechanisms involved. And what's happening is these electromagnetic forces are actually affecting our cellular and mitochondrial membranes and actually opening up the floodgates to problems in the balance of composition of the internal components of the cells and external constituents in both the cells and the mitochondria. And this is really causing a lot of problems that we see in real common issues, real common disorders that are so prevalent. A lot of times doctors even that you go to won't really properly diagnose this because they're really not familiar with these things that are going on. And as we progress from these lower generation wireless technologies up into the higher frequency and higher generation and approaching 5G wireless technology, what's happening is the power density in the background radiation that allows these devices to work is actually getting denser and denser. And that's why we're seeing so many more problems relating to electromagnetic stress in common everyday life. In this video, I'm going to share with you some of the real common and hidden sources of electromagnetic stress that are affecting you in your everyday life that you may or may not be familiar with. And I'm also going to be sharing with you some ideas on ways of mitigating these, lowering your exposure to these various sources of radiation. So I'm going to do the opposite of what most people do in these kind of videos and start with the most kind of hidden in plain sight type of thing, so you don't have to wait till the end to get this information. Modern cars are probably the worst hidden, right in plain sight type of radiation producer. You can see this from the little antennas on the back of the car, and that's how you know it's a modern interconnected car. And this is in contrast to the older antennas on the older cars, which in most cases was just a antenna for the radio. The newer antennas, the little ones on the back, these are GPS connected, mobile phone connected, Bluetooth connected. These are so connected. And because the car, most cars have a metal frame and a metal body that makes it essentially a Faraday cage. So any radiation that's being produced inside the vehicle is going to stay inside the vehicle, and it's going to be bouncing around and impacting you while you're using these radiation producing devices. And the car itself is also a radiation producing device. So couple that with a high EMF type of hybrid car, and you have one of the worst sources of EMF possible. So you've got the radiation from the transmitters, transceivers that are in various devices actually embedded into the vehicle. And you also have the EMF produced by the electric motor in the car and the batteries, the large cache of batteries that are in the vehicle as well. So those are two of the worst sources, and those can be the type of sources that set you up just above the threshold of really starting to be impacted by these EMFs. Because the thing about EMFs is that they do tend to have a cumulative effect. So you may not feel anything right away when you're first impacted by them, but eventually you'll reach a threshold where all of a sudden you start to feel it. And that's why it's such a mystery to some people what they're getting affected by, because they're using the same devices they've used for months or years, and then all of a sudden they start getting these effects from them. So don't rule out EMFs even if you haven't changed anything, because that you might have just put yourself over the threshold of cumulative exposure. And this can commonly happen from the effects of a hybrid vehicle or another modern vehicle of that sort. Avoid modern cars when you can. The next thing that is getting a lot of press in the last few years is smart meters. Smart meters are the electrical meters on homes these days, the modern meters that the power company uses to determine how much power you're consuming in your home. And the reason that these are dangerous is that they are typically constantly emitting radiation, microwave radiation, sending your data back to the power company to notify them of your daytime usage, for example. This is one of the reasons that they've moved towards smart meters, is that they can regulate when you're using power instead of just how much you're using. This is also a factor when you're in an apartment where you live on the opposite wall, or your bedroom is on the opposite wall of a whole bank of smart meters. Then you're just exposed to a ton of radiation from the smart meter. So this is like having a mobile phone transmitter, a tower on the wall of your house. So these are very, very dangerous and should be avoided at all costs. When you can opt out or keep an analog meter, always try to do so. That's the smart meters. Electrical wiring in general is also a big issue, and this can vary a lot depending on how the wiring is put in. So certain homes can have bad wiring, and this is something to get an EMF consultant to look at in your home, and they can sometimes do some fixes to your electrical wiring to minimize the damage from the 60 hertz or 50 hertz, depending on where you are, EMFs, and also dirty electricity, which comes from light switches and other switches and appliances. And that's another source of bad EMF, because what that does is it causes these transient currents and fields to be propagated through your home environment based on the devices. So when an example of a light switch, when you switch on and off a light switch, it actually causes pulsing in the wires that triggers these higher frequency EMFs throughout your wiring in your home. That's another source which can be avoided in certain ways. Another thing to look at, getting an EMF consultant in your home if you're having issues, and they can sometimes do some things to mitigate the problems. And there's also various types of paints that can be used and different materials that can be used in the walls to help shield external sources of EMF. But you have to really be careful about how you install stuff like that, because if you install it improperly, you might end up allowing some sources of EMF to come in, and then you're keeping it in because of the conductive paints that are installed. So there's a lot of factors when it comes to EMF mitigation in the home. Internet of Things, or IoT, is the term used for the various interconnected devices that make up these so-called smart homes. This is what's pushing a lot, in addition to autonomous vehicles, which is pushing for the infrastructure for 5G, because the bandwidth that these interconnected light switches and garage doors and all these different and thermostats for your home and all the and even smart refrigerators, smart TVs, all these devices that are trying to communicate with each other and store up your personal data of your use of these various devices in order to sell them to advertisers. This is why they need 5G infrastructure to support all the bandwidth that data requires. So these are really important things to consider if you're having symptoms from EMF exposure. because these additional, all these little additional factors can add up to bring you above the threshold where you start to get the symptoms that are so common from EMF exposure, which we all are being affected by these EMFs. It's just whether we're feeling those effects and having the symptoms associated with them, such as fatigue and sleep disorders and other things like that. If you're getting those kind of factors, or even if you're not, these smart homes and Internet of Things, these are definitely things to be watchful of and question whether you really, really need this in your life and what the costs are versus the benefits that you get out of them. Because these hidden costs of EMF exposure leading to these long-term symptoms and potential disease symptoms that can come from cumulative exposure are some of these hidden costs of using these technologies.
Mobile phone towers have turned into a hidden source of microwave radiation. They are now hidden everywhere, and they come in so many shapes and sizes, it's impossible to keep up with all the different ones that you'll see. And I'm talking about 4G antennas specifically. Now, the 5G antennas are kind of new in most areas at the time of recording this video, but the 4G, they're just everywhere. So look out for them disguised as cactuses and all kinds of different tree styles, and avoid them as much as you can. They also put them up on top of buildings, so it can be in a place you work or live, or on top of the building where you work or lived. This can create a lot of problems. A lot of clusters of various types of diseases have been reported in the areas where people are living and working in proximity to these towers.
Another one of these culprits that's just kind of lurking in plain sight are baby monitors. These are radiation-producing devices, and they're, of course, very close to a small child, which is very potentially hazardous. They are radiating in order to send that signal back to you and notify you when your baby's crying. It's kind of a double-edged sword, because obviously you want to be able to monitor that, but this radiation is a real problem. That's something to consider. Ceiling and floor radiant heat is another source of EMF that should be considered. There's other types of heating that can be used instead of this that does not produce EMF, so keep that in mind. Even metal pipes in plumbing is a potential source for EMF. They're often used for grounding. This can produce EMF effects. It's another thing to consider when looking at getting an EMF consultant to review your home. Bluetooth devices are, of course, a very common source. It's not just the headsets. You know, there's a lot of types of Bluetooth devices that are being used, of course, today, but also even just leaving Bluetooth on various smart devices like mobile phones and tablets can give you an additional source of radiation to be considered. So it's important when you're not using stuff like that, or to avoid using stuff like that, just turn off your Bluetooth stuff and turn off on your devices, turn off your Bluetooth. Sometimes in those devices, you have to dig pretty deep to turn off all the Bluetooth capabilities of the device, because there's multiple layers of Bluetooth capabilities that most of these mobile phone and tablets have. So microwave ovens are, of course, a source of microwave radiation. One of the original household sources of microwave radiation before all this telecommunications stuff came in. They are supposedly shielded, but they still emit quite a bit of radiation coming out of them. So, you know, get rid of them if you can. And if you're so into microwaving your food, then at least stay away from them while you're using it. That can make a big impact. And especially for children, that exposure goes a lot further. Hair dryers and electric razors are a source of EMF that are used in very close proximity to our body. That's a real issue. Try to avoid those when you can. You can use non-electric razors and, you know, let your hair dry especially if you're getting symptoms from EMF exposure, then that can be helpful to mitigate your exposure. Another thing to consider is just a simple electric alarm clock. Electronic alarm clocks do emit quite a bit of radiation, so you can mitigate that by using just a battery-powered alarm clock instead. Cordless phones are, of course, a major source of radiation. They, in some cases, can emit even more than a mobile phone, depending on the type of cordless phone. They're also emitting radiation from the base station as well. So that's a factor too. So to mitigate that, you can get an old style wired phone. I know these days most people are using mobile phones instead of landlines, but if you are using a landline, you know, get a phone with a wire. That way you'll have less exposure. Of course, Wi-Fi in the home is a very significant issue when it comes to EMF exposure. So when dealing with Wi-Fi, I mean, personally, I got rid of the Wi-Fi a long time ago. I just don't use it. I use all wired internet connections. And so I'm kind of old school in that way. But what you can do is you can unplug it at night. Try to set up your system so you're not relying on the Wi-Fi for, you know, your landline phone to work or something like that. I've spoken with numerous people on the phone for years that, you know, they couldn't unplug the Wi-Fi at night because if the Wi-Fi wasn't on, then their phone wouldn't ring. And that's kind of a backwards way of setting it up. So if you are using a landline, you know, at least try to have a wired landline, and that way you can unplug the Wi-Fi when you're not using it. Because sleep time is the most important time, and your bedroom is the most important place to mitigate your EMF exposure, because that's when you're recovering, when you're sleeping, that's when you're rejuvenating, and it's a sacred time. And that's why it's just really important to unplug Wi-Fi at night, at least. And of course, there's tablets and all kinds of, you know, random wireless connected devices that are pretty obvious. You know, just limit your use and the screen time like a lot of kids have to do. It's important for us adults to do that as well. And smart TVs as well. Those are very interconnected and emitting quite a bit of radiation. So avoid those as much as possible as well. These days, printers are also very interconnected and wireless connected. So that's a big factor. If you're using a printer that you're connecting to via Bluetooth or any kind of wireless connectivity, then, you know, turn it off when you're not using it. Also, Bluetooth speakers, real common used device these days. People are using them everywhere. This is a radiation producing device. So limit your exposure when you can. The Fitbit, you know, I'm not wearing one. These fitness devices are radiation emitting devices. So keep that in mind if you're using those for your fitness use. Limit your use as much as you can, because that's exposing you to more radiation. Also, Alexa and Google Home, or whatever the Google device is called, all these wireless assistant devices are all radiation producing devices. So limit your exposure to those, or just get rid of them if you're experiencing a lot of symptoms. Game consoles, that's another radiation producing device that's being very commonly used these days. So limit your use on those. That brings us towards the end here, where if you're in a densely populated area, your neighbor's EMF is likely one of the sources that you can't really control, but you can be conscious of. Again, you can reference an EMF consultant in your area to help you with this, and there are ways of mitigating and blocking some of the exposure that you might be experiencing from the EMF from some of your neighbors. So that's what I wanted to share in this video. Visit me at healthharmonic.com and learn more about the products that I work with, which help reduce your exposure to the EMF, various EMF producing devices, and help mitigate some of the problems experienced from these technologies. Again, it's healthharmonic.com, and I look forward to seeing you on the site. And if you like this video, please go ahead and like it and share it, and feel free to subscribe on this channel if you got something good out of this video. And thanks again for watching.